Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, we build an Ed Rush style Hoover Stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and shape it into a controllable performance instrument for smoky, dark warehouse vibes. We'll design the sound and wave editable, pack it into an instrument rack with 6 expressive macros, add textured stock device processing, resample and slice for aggressive edits, and lock the stab to your drums with groove pool and micro timing. Keep Live 12 open on a new set and create a MIDI track called Hoover Stab. Let's go. What we'll build by the end, you'll have a custom 3-voice, detuned wave-eatable Hoover, an instrument rack exposing 6 macros, cutoff, decay, pitch bend, drive, width, and reverb send, a stock device processing chain for grit, punch, and space, a resample to drum rack workflow for tight Ed Rush edits, groove pool and micro timing so the stab breathes with your DNB drums. Step 1. Create the source Hoover in wave-eatable. Drag wave-eatable into the Hoover stab track. For oscillator, a choose classic saw or basic saw. Set unison to about 7 voices and to tune between 18 and 28 cents. Adjust by ear for thickness. Set osca level around minus 2 dB. Enable oscillator B. Pick a slightly different wave-eatable like Spectrale or another saw. Transpose it down an octave if you want sub-weight, and set its level around minus 6 dB. Optionally, enable osc C as a noise or square-ish source 1 octave up. Very low level. Around minus 12 dB for gritty texture. Set the global unison spread to taste, around 30 to 50%, so the stereo image is wide but not facey. For the filter, choose a bandpass or a 24 dB low pass and set cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz. Add resonance from about 15 to 30% to emphasize the Hoover squawk. Keep key tracking off or very low so the stab remains consistent across pitches. Shape envelopes, ENV1 for amp, with attack near 0 to 3 milliseconds, decay between 160 and 350 milliseconds depending on tempo and desired length, sustain very low, and release 40 to 120 milliseconds. Use ENV2 for the filter, attack 0, decay shorter than the amp, 80 to 220 milliseconds, sustain near 0, and set ENV2 amount so the filter opens quickly then falls, that accentuates the initial bite. Add a short pitch envelope in the mod matrix. Map ENV2 or a dedicated envelope to oscillator pitch for a tiny pitch drop or jump at the very start. Depth can be subtle, from minus 6 to minus 18 cents, or more aggressive up to minus 30 cents for a sharper pluck. Set decay fast, 20 to 60 milliseconds, and retrigger per note. Finally, add retriggering LFO assigned to filter cutoff with very low depth, 1 to 4%. And sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep it per notes so held notes have a subtle wobble. Step 2. Tighten dynamics. Map velocity to amp and filter so harder hits open the filter more. Velocity to filter around 30 to 60%. Set polyphony to 1 or 2 voices. For quick mono transitions, use polyphony 1 and disable portamento. For legato swoops, enable portamento. Step 3. Build the instrument rack and macros. Right-click wave-eatable and group to create an instrument rack. Create 6 macros and map them. Macro 1, cutoff. Map the wave-eatable filter cutoff low to high. Macro 2, decay. Map envelope decay for amp and filter together. Macro 3, pitch bend slash drop. Map the pitch envelope depth. Macro 4, drive. Add a saturator now and map its drive to this macro. Macro 5, width, map wave-eatable global spread or utilities width control. Macro 6, reverb send, map the send level to a return reverb track. In map mode, set useful min and max ranges so small knob moves are musical. Name the macros clearly. Step 4, processing chain using stock devices. After wave-eatable, add saturator set to soft clip. Drive around 3 to 6 dB to fatten and tame peaks. Add EQ8. High pass at 80 to 120 Hz with a steep slope to clear lows, a small bell boost around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz for presence, and a slight cut around 300 to 500 Hz to reduce muddiness. Add a compressor or glue compressor with medium attack, medium release, and a ratio around 3 to 1 to glue dynamics. Place utility next and map macro 5 to its width. Keep width under 140% to avoid phase issues. Create a return track with reverb, size small to medium, between about 0.8 and 1.7 seconds, diffusion up for a dense tail. Put an EQ8 after the reverb return and high pass the return below around 500 Hz so the room stays smoky, but not boomy. Optionally, add redux slightly for digital grit. Keep the dry slash wet low. Step 5. Groove and timing program a short MIDI stab pattern, a single 16th or 8th depending on your tempo. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove preset or extract a groove from a break loop. Apply the groove to your stab clip. Start with timing around minus 25 and velocity around 15 to 25. Slightly reduce clip quantize and manually nudge notes by 10 to 30 milliseconds for that half ahead or half behind human feel id rush often uses. Map velocity to macro 2 so velocity also controls decay and filter. Lower velocity equals shorter, darker stabs. Higher velocity equals brighter, longer hits. Step 6. Resample and slice for the EdRush edit. Duplicate the track and freeze and flatten the duplicate or record the hoover onto a new audio track by routing the input and recording a few hits. When resampling, record an extra tail so you capture release and reverb. Warp the audio with Complex or Complex Pro for transparent results. Try Beats mode for crunchy artifacts if you want grit. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track, using transient or 1/16 slicing. This creates a drum rack with sliced stabs. In the drum rack you can pitch each slice, load simpler for further shaping, and program fast stutters, 16th and 32nd, common in EdRush edits. Use choke groups so slices cut each other cleanly, and add a compressor with sidechain from the kick for rhythmic ducking, fast attack and medium release. Step 7. Automate and perform automate macro 1 and macro 4 across your arrangement to create buildups and darker sections. For darker parts, lower cutoff and increase drive. For breakdown hits, open cutoff and reduce drive. Automate reverb send slightly on the last stab of bars or phrases to create smoky trailing ambience. Make sure the exact listen title appears in your arrangement view and project notes. Add a text clip or marker reading EdRush edit. Control a hoover stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes so the patch purpose is always clear. Common mistakes to avoid: watch out for uncontrolled unison. Too many voices and too much detune makes flabby, facey stabs. Avoid over-reverbing, which smears the attack. Use short reverb and high pass the tail. Don't ignore velocity mapping. Without it, edits sound robotic. Keep stereo width conservative and always check mono. Tweak macro ranges so knobs don't produce silence or harsh clipping at extremes. Pro tips: when mapping one knob to multiple parameters, invert ranges so one action gives musical transformation. For example, close cutoff as drive rises. Put a fast compressor before saturator to control the transient, and a slower one after distortion so the first transient punches through. Resample aggressively. Resampling wave-eatable to audio and reprocessing is how you get that crunchy EdRush character. Save the rack as a preset in your user library with sensible default macro ranges. Mini practice exercise: set tempo to 174 BPM with your DNB drums. Program a hoover stab on the downbeat of bar 1 and on the end of bar 2. Extract a groove from an Amen or classic break. Apply it with timing at minus 25 and velocity at 20. Map macro 1 to filter cutoff and macro 4 to saturator drive. Automate cutoff closed on bar 3 and slam drive up 20 to 30% on bar 4. Resample the 4-bar take, slice to a drum rack, and program a 16th note stutter on the last beat. Compare the loop with and without the resampled slice and adjust velocity and saturation until the stab sits in the drums, not above them. Recap: you now have a full method to make an EdRush edit hoover stab in Ableton Live 12. Design the wave-eatable source with tight envelopes and pitch shaping. Wrap it in an instrument rack with 6 performable macros, process with stock saturator, EQ, and compression. Use groove pool and micro timing to lock the sound to drums, and resample and slice for aggressive edits. Use macro control and velocity mapping to perform smoky warehouse textures across your arrangement. Closing coach thought: think of the hoover stab as both a synth voice and a rhythmic instrument. Controlled is everything. Controlled unison, reverb, saturation, and timing. Build your macros and resample paths so the stab becomes an instrument you can jam with. Save your rack. Freeze when you need CPU relief, and keep experimenting with groove extraction and resampling to make the sound your own.